The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We turn to sport now, and Arsenal made it through to the final of the Champions League last night after that 1-0 victory in London, leading to a 2-1 win on aggregate. The Emirates was in full voice at the final whistle, with the players and the fans celebrating Arsenal reaching their first Champions League final in 20 years. Now, Wayne Rooney warned Arsenal fans not to get ahead of themselves. He said, "You haven't won it yet." To which Arsenal legend Ian Wright said this:
"Arsenal fans, let me tell you something. Enjoy this. The celebration police will be out in force. Do not get nicked. Enjoy yourselves. Football's about moments, and this is a big moment. Enjoy it. And let's hope that in the finals and after the finals, we have another massive moment. It's a great day. It's a great day."
Good man, Ian. Do you agree with him? Are Arsenal fans getting ahead of themselves? Or do you think, as Ian says, you should celebrate whatever you want, when you want? 087 1400 106. And we also noticed that Emma Raducanu, the former Grand Slam tennis champion, has pulled out of the Italian Open. This is just a few weeks out from the second Grand Slam of the year, the French Open. Well, she pulled out just moments after doing media interviews, including this one with Sky Sports News.
"I've made good progress. I've made good gains in the last few weeks, and I'm really feeling positive about where I'm headed, how I'm playing and what I'm doing on the court each day. And I feel motivated. I feel good to go. So that's a real win for me, and just enjoying every day that I'm putting out."
So she did that interview and then she pretty much walked away, like 30 minutes later, pulled out of the tournament. Now, we did find out that had she not spoken to the media, part of her contract obligations, she would have received an £11,000 fine for not complying with the on-site withdrawal rules. So what is going on there? What is going on with Emma Raducanu? It's 5 years now since she won that big title. Huge shock over in the United States when it happened, but not much has happened or has gone her way since. Sticking with sport, we know rugby has taken steps to clamp down on head-high challenges, but does hurling need to do more? To discuss this, I'm joined now by hurler, former president of the GAA, Nicky Brennan. Good morning to you, Nicky.
Good morning to you, Claire.
My column Keyes has written extensively about this. What's your view on whether tackling is being coached enough in training, or is the right sort of coaching happening in training when it comes to tackling and safe tackling?
Yeah, I think Colin makes a very good point in his article this morning, which I've actually read. I mean, it is an issue that's coming into play, and I think it is the ferocity of the challenges that's causing a fair bit of problem. Now, our athletes now, our hurlers, it all happens to some extent in Gaelic football as well, but we'll stick to the hurling one here. They're very, very fit now. They put in an amount of work in relation to strength and conditioning training. Their upper body strength is phenomenal. And if you tackle a player and if it's slightly off, now if the tackle is off, or if the opponent that you're trying to tackle just veers away at the last second, as has happened in a number of instances, you can hit a fella on the head and it can be very serious, because these guys have serious poundage in their in their ferocity in terms of the tackle, and it is quite serious. It's happening a lot at even at underage as well, and I know, for example, a Camogie under 16 All-Ireland final last week, a Kilkenny player had to sit out due to concussion as well. So it is an issue that's happening in sport in general. And look, referees are stamping down on it to a degree, but two things I would say. Probably there's inconsistency in how the referees are applying the particular rule in this case. The other thing is that, you know, you'd want 10 eyes in your head to be a referee sometimes to see what's going on, because the lads in the studio, and you know this from your TV days, you can slow things down, you can do all of that, and you can see exactly what's happening much more clearly. The referee doesn't have benefit of that. And that's why the officials that he works with on the field, his four umpires and two linesmen, they need to be very much working as a team to make sure that whatever the outcome is, that it's applied fairly, and that there's maybe more than one person making a call on what has happened.
I'm not sure how else you would say of that, because Colm helpfully tells us that all the refs are reminded that that is a red card infraction, you know, if a high head challenge happens. And he says that the reffing on this is a la carte. But as you say, you would need to have eyes in the back of your head and the sides of your heads to see this. So is more help needed when it comes to clamping down on this, so that players know, well, if you go and commit a foul like this, you're gone?
Players, I think, at this stage have been well reminded of their duty of care to their opponents. And it is, there's a responsibility on the player to make sure that they don't have a mistimed tackle, that they don't have the hurley around their opponent's head and things like that. It's been well documented. There's been a number of cases in the past year or more that have been well listed, well talked about in various media circles. And while not everything has been caught, a lot has been caught. And I think players are on warning now. And referees realise that they're under the spotlight as much as the players, that if they're not adhering to the regulation, if they're not pulling up players for this sort of misbehaviour, and if they're not issuing red cards, well, then the referees themselves will have to answer to somebody for. And it's as simple as that. These are huge athletes now. The level of physicality and the level of fitness attached to Gaelic players now is on a par with any sport you will touch in the world. And if you just hit somebody off balance, or if they're off balance or whatever, the implications can be serious.
Mm-hmm. Barry Kelly's in this piece by Colm Keyes as well, former Intercounty ref, questioning the tackling techniques. He says, I don't know what kind of tackling is being coached. It doesn't look to me as if they're putting in the time tackling. Where is the ploy of trying to make them over carry it, make him go for a second option, turn back towards his own goals? Barry reckons the emphasis is on the huge big hit. Would you agree with that?
Well, it is too. Yes, I think that's probably a fair point. But I do think in relation to our inter-county managers, they're not telling their players. I mean, yes, they're telling them that they have to take on. Hurling is a physical game, and it's the game we all like. We need that level of physicality in the game. It's part of what it is. But there's a barrier the line at which you don't cross. And I think there's an onus on the inter-county managers. And I do think, to be fair, they're conscious of this. And they are telling their players that if they're going in for some of these big tackles, you better get it right. Otherwise, we could be down a player. And if you're down a player or two, that can have a big bearing on the outcome of the actual game. So there is a responsibility on managers. But I do think, Claire, that they realise the implications for players if they do something wrong. And at the end of the day, as I said, down a player or two, and it could have a big bearing on the outcome of the game.
Yeah, you'd know all about it then if you were down one or two of your side. Nikki, thanks so much for your time. Nikki Brennan there, former president of the GAA.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.